Case, please.
Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12,257. Michael and Alexis Grosskopf seek a variance from the rear yard setback requirements for a proposed structure, sections 115.42 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Silver Fox Drive, approximately 194 feet west of Fox Hall Road in the Fox Haven subdivision. The 911 address is 33531 Silver Fox Drive, Frankfurt. The zoning district is GR, General Residential. The tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 11, Parcel 532.00. Staff would note specifically the applicant is requesting a 4.4-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback for a covered porch. Staff would note we have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael Grosskopf, 33531 Silver Fox, Frankfurt, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. Could you present your case and address the standards for us?
Okay, we are here to get a variance for to construct a covered porch on the back of the house. We originally bought the home from Ryan Homes, and the property was set up that the option of putting a 10 by 12 room on the back was acceptable. As you can see, the uniqueness of our lot, it is kind of pie-shaped there in the back. It does go back in the far. We have a non-title wetlands behind us, so nothing can be built behind us or added to that area. The house sits in the middle of the property line, so there is closeness between us and the wetlands. We have the bigger property on the dog leg, but nothing can be structured there. Cannot otherwise be developed. This is an established Ryan neighborhood, and we do have properties, homeowners on both sides at this time. The lot is no longer vacant on the side of us, so all three parcels have been developed at this time. This was not created by us. The initial plot that was given to us through Ryan when we bought the house had a 10-foot setback on the left-hand side of the property line. When Ryan constructed the house, they moved the house 4 feet over. So now the property line, it was a 14-foot distance between the property line instead of a 10. If we'd have stayed at 10, we wouldn't be here discussing it with you folks tonight. But since they moved it, Ryan admitted that, yes, they did it and didn't communicate it to us. And they also admitted to us that if we'd have let them build our room, then there wouldn't have been an issue. They would have made it work. I'm still trying to figure out how that happened. If I can't do it, how could they do it? But that's something different with that there. This will not change the character of the neighborhood. The room we are building is essentially the same option that Ryan offers all builders and that builds a house in that neighborhood. It's a 10 by 12 structure that has a covered porch on the front. We do know with the covered porch, we believe that there is a 10-foot variance you need from the back to the property line. And that's what we're seeking before we start a construction and do any of that before we go ahead and do that. You know, the minimum variance is a 4-foot variance. You know, we said here 3, but it's 4 foot is what we actually need to have the variance. We won't be approaching on the non-tidal wetlands. It'll just be a shorter distance in between. Instead of 10 feet, we'll be at 6.5 feet from the non-tidal wetlands.
According to your survey, you'll be 5.6 feet.
Well, we had the builder out today and measured, and that's what he told us that we would need the survey. Now, if you look at the surveys, we've had the original survey from Ryan Home, and that when we settled for the house, and then they sent out another survey because for some reason they didn't want us to come to you folks. So they came out and did another survey where the original survey when we bought our house does not match the existing survey they gave us.
How so?
And if you look at it, as you look at the survey itself, the original plot that they gave us, it showed an outline of a 10 by 10 room that had a 10.4 distance between the property line and the back. But when they moved it the second time, they moved this one corner up here where you see a little dog leg. For some reason, that stake got moved up 2 feet. We don't understand why it changed from the original when we settled on our house to when they sent out the second survey in March. They actually moved the property line up even closer.
Seems like the proposed location survey proposed they build the house 10 feet 2 inches from the property line, but the as-built survey, it's 14 feet, and that's what pushed
us over, yes,
right,
sir.
Exactly.
And when we actually sat down to sign all the papers, that was a sticking point that we wouldn't have bought that lot. We'd have moved somewhere else for that room. They were pushing that room on us, but we decided that, you know, to be honest, we didn't want to finance it for 30 years, that we could do it probably cheaper.
Sure.
And then once they moved that over, that kind of threw off the whole scale and messed us up.
What you're showing a and I'm referring to your application in the page marked 4. You're showing a 14 by 21 and a half deck, and inside of that a 10 by 12 deck. So,
well, those, that plot there, I'm sorry.
So the 10 by 12 deck, you talked about a covered area. Is that the covered area, the 10 by 12?
The second one we sent in the application, the 10 by 12, that was actually plans that Ryan was willing to come to our house and change the back design of our house by moving windows and moving sliders. And that's proposals that they put in.
So where is the drawing that you're submitting for us to approve?
The drawing would be
number four.
Yes.
And so it's not a 10 by 12 deck, but it is a 14 by 21
deck. No, sir. It's a 10 by 12 enclosed porch.
That's not what's on here.
It's showing both.
That was what Ryan proposed us to put on there. And okay, that was just, we sent that paperwork in.
Our question is, what is it you're requesting?
Are we requesting a 10 foot out, 12 foot wide,
deck,
covered porch?
Covered deck.
It will have a cover on top.
And
yes, sir.
What is the reason that it can't be moved to the left side of the house as the 14 by 21 and a half deck?
Well, where the slider is located, my slider would have to be moved over.
Okay.
And in our bedroom, there's two bedroom windows that would now be inside of our deck.
I got you.
And not, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I got you.
And these were proposals from Ryan before we came here for a variance to say, hey, maybe we can do these. You know, and they were willing to move our windows in our bedroom, move our slider. I mean, we kind of bought the house the way we liked it and didn't need them to redesign it because of moving our house.
So we really don't have a drawing
for what
you're requesting?
No, ma'am.
And we don't have a survey?
We have the survey here. We don't have the drawing because we didn't want to.
You say you don't have a drawing, but drawing number 4 shows exactly where you want the 10 by 12 deck, correct?
Yes.
Without the 14 by 21 and a half.
Yeah, with that 14.
So the question being, I guess, the distance from the corner of the deck to your property line. Now, you're saying 4 foot variance, but it appears that you don't need anywhere near that amount. Do you know exactly what you need?
I need exactly, because this drawing here, and we probably shouldn't have said this. This was actually by moving the deck over by Ryan's standards.
Uh-huh.
So this would have moved it over with my slider being moved over.
Okay.
If we move it back to the middle of the building where it goes, it's going to be 7 feet from the corner over to that property line.
So you want it off of your kitchen?
It'll be off of our family room kitchen, yes, ma'am.
The great room or the kitchen? The kitchen.
She's looking at drawing number 1.
So this is very confusing because we really don't have an actual drawing of where he wants to put it.
In number 4, it's right there.
Are you sure?
Correct.
Number four, no, sir, that's Overmore. I don't have a drawing.
Oh, it's Overmore.
Because we came because of the variance.
I got you. Okay.
You know, if we don't get the variance, then we're not going to be able to put a room on no matter what.
We can't make a decision without really knowing what you're doing.
What we can do is we can proceed with the hearing.
Okay.
And then we can leave it open for the purpose of you submitting a drawing or survey that would show exactly where you're going to put it.
I'm guessing, is this right, Mr. Whitehouse? That, and Mr. Grosskopf, where it says the 10 by 12 deck on number four?
Well, that was the question I asked.
Yeah. Are you looking at that on the survey there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm clear because I'm not sure that's where the porch is going to go.
No, sir, it's not.
It's not.
That was a proposal by Ryan to move it over to the left.
Okay.
So it would go to the right more. If looking at this, it would go to the right more.
Okay. All right. And you said, I think you said it was going to be 7 feet.
Yes.
From the rear property line.
Yes.
So you would need a 3-foot variance. Yep.
And Mr. Sharp, I've just been out to measure. So we have a scale drawing and a non-scale drawing, but the non-scale drawing has dimensions that we can take and put on the scale drawing. So taking those measurements onto the scale drawing, they achieve 7, so they require, based on what we've heard, a 3-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard. So.
Are you comfortable with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Making a decision without us actually knowing what we're doing.
If he's comfortable with a 3-foot variance, then we can grant that. The problem would be that if, you know, it isn't what he, if he goes to build it and finds out I need to build it 6.5 feet from the property line, then he's going to come back to us. So, you know, understand that, and that's why we're asking the question.
Yes,
now.
Sir.
Okay, but if you're comfortable with 3.
Yeah, that's.
Didn't the office ask them for a real drawing of what they were going to actually do?
Mm-hmm. They probably asked for a survey.
Yep.
And you provided several surveys, but it wasn't. I think the intent of asking for a survey, as Ms. McGee would say, is suggesting, is to have exactly where it was.
And if I missed that, I apologize.
For us to leave the hearing open for that purpose, for you to, the choice is yours. We can approve a 3-foot tonight, or we can continue with the hearing for the 3-foot. Or if you would like, we can leave it open for you to confirm and verify that it will be 3-foot and not a 4-foot variance.
No, I'm very comfortable with the 3-foot variance.
Okay.
Did you have your builder look at that too?
Yes, sir. Today he was out.
You said?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Understanding that if it's not, you'd have to come back.
Exactly.
And pay $400.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. Any other questions from members of the board?
One for me, Mr. Chairman.
Who was the project manager at Ryan Holmes?
His name was Casey. I don't have Casey's last name.
Did they say why they moved your home 4 feet?
No, when we've been discussing with Alex.
It just seems a shame that it would have fit otherwise.
Yeah, and Alex Moore is who we've been dealing with now with the problems afterwards. And he actually, his statement to us, and we have it in an email, states that there was a miscommunication or no communication. And that's what he said. Mm-hmm. So, because at first he said, well, you should have known that. And I'm like, we did. When we went to sign for the house, you measured and told us the room would fit on there. So, maybe. I don't know what. They said the reason they moved it to improve the swale for the runoff. But I think that's an environmental thing, and
well,
I understand
it
that.
It may not be. It may be a tax ditch thing. So you better research that, because you cannot build in a tax ditch easement.
No, I'm nowhere near the tax ditch over there where they moved it.
Okay.
Did it make you want to say, hey, here's your house back?
Well, his name was Casey what?
I don't know Casey's last name. We're dealing with Casey's boss now. Is an Alex Moore, an M-O-O-R. And he's, I think he is supervisor at Ryan Homes.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Sharp, you have any questions?
Just one. Is there going to be any steps off of this?
That'll be to the side.
So they'll be in the building envelope. No variances will be needed for them.
Okay. Exactly.
Thank you. No further questions.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? One hand in the back. Is there anyone here in opposition? to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case 12,257, granting a 3-foot rear setback variance for a 10-by-12 deck. The uniqueness of the property is the irregular shape of the lot, and it backs up to wetlands that will not be developed. It cannot otherwise be developed without this variance due to the irregular shape of the lot. This was not created by the applicant. The builder moved the house a little too far to the left during construction and impaired their ability to build this deck as they planned when they purchased the house. It will not alter the essential character of the development, especially considering you have tidal wetlands in the rear and no neighbors that it will not encroach on. And it's a minimal variance to afford relief.
I'll second it.
Very good. We have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. Mears.
Aye for
I did it again.
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Mears.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons.
And I too for the reasons stated. So by a motion of 5-0, case is approved.
Thank you.